to March 10th, daylight savings. I'm not quite woke. I'm just going to be very transparent.
Yeah, she got done in by the daylight savings time. She thought she had another hour.
Oh, you look darker than I do. Hello.
Yeah. Okay.
Good morning. Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Come on in. Let's see here. Where is everything at?
Yes. Oh, forgive me. I'm still trying to catch my bearings. It is, many of you know that I have been pursuing my MSW, my Master of Social Work degree with a clinical emphasis. And so in May 9th, actually, so a little over than 2 months, 3 months, 2 months, mm-hmm. I will be graduating. So I was up late last night, have a midterm due today. So I was working on that, plus my internship. So been effective, been productive. And so this is the day that the Lord has made. So I'm excited about what God is doing. Can you believe that it is March already, right? March, the third month of the year of the Gregorian calendar, right?
Amen. Yes, it is.
And so I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is doing, how he is moving amongst the midst of us this year. There's so much that God has. And so, you know what? I guess I can go ahead and open in prayer. And so join me as I get ready to open in prayer. I am excited, though I'm a little sleepy. I'm excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just bless you this morning.
Yes.
We give you praise. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And so, God, we bless you. Oh, we bless you. We magnify you this morning.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. There is none like you. There is none like you in all the earth. Father, this morning, Father, we, according to Job 22:28.
Yes.
Father God, we shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. The Amplified Version reads, you shall also decide and decree a thing and it will be established for you, and the light of God's favor will shine upon your ways. The Message Bible reads, you will take delight in God, the Mighty One, and look to him joyfully and boldly. You'll pray to him and he'll listen. He'll help you do what you promised. Yes. You will decide what you want.
Yes.
See, we have to decide what we want.
Come on now.
You will decide what you want and it will happen. Yeah. Your life will be bathed in light. See, we are, hallelujah, this is all a part of prayer. We are moral, what do they call it? Moral agents, where we have the ability to decide. We have the ability to decide what we want. And so this morning, we are deciding we want all that God has for us.
Yes.
We're this morning, we thank you that we are good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money.
Yes.
We have the divine power and ability and the equipment to go within us to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good that we desire. So this morning, God, we make that decision.
Amen.
He's always getting on me about my mics.
No, it was. I went to see why it wasn't showing up over here.
Oh,
and I was trying to see.
Hallelujah. At any rate, Father, we are deciding what we want. Yes. We are deciding what we want. Father, and we say right here, right now,
we
will begin to feed our mind only good thoughts.
That's right.
We won't waste our mind's time on idle thoughts.
Or mind energy.
Yes. We will let only good thoughts into our mind, because then only good things will happen. See, we've decided what we want, and so we're decreeing and declaring. We're only going to let good words out of our mouth, because what we say is what we get. Amen. There is power. There is life and death. And what does that scripture say?
The power of life and death.
That scripture.
No. Death and life is in the power of the tongue.
That's right. So we can decide what we want. Mm-hmm. We will get what we want. We can decide what we want. I will decide what I want, and I will get what I want. Thank you, God, in me. Understand that God resides in you. So today, God, we decree and declare that we are defining and declaring God in us as our answer right now. We are decreeing and declaring God in us as our all, as our completeness. We are defining and declaring God in us as our health, as our happiness. We are defining and declaring God in us as love. The love of God in my heart brings me together with all the right people for every right purpose. We are defining and declaring God in us as our success and prosperity. Our life is running over with success, prosperity, and abundance of money to enjoy and share. Thank you, God, in me. We make it our business to think right, to feel right, to talk right. Yes. We only want good for ourselves and good for ourselves and everyone else, because we know that we are God's children. We deserve the best. We see ourselves as God sees us. We see ourselves as a divine expression of the God presence within me. Oh God, we bless you. Come on and bless him this morning. Come on and give him the glory. Come on and manifest your blessing in your life. Come on and manifest. Come on, open up your mouth and decree and declare that you are the righteousness of God, that this is the day that the Lord has made. It's going to be, it is an awesome day. It's an awesome day, and I'm going to get everything that I need to get done according to what God has set out. We thank you, Lord. Father, you said, commit our ways unto you, and you will give us the desires of our heart. Father, we trust in you this morning. We trust in you. We trust in you. We trust in you. We trust in you, oh God. Oh Lord, we love you. We praise you. We magnify you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, Michelle. God bless you.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, listen, we want to welcome everyone to the early morning hour of power with us, Pastor and Prophets Michael and Tanya Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be our opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Do you want to see this?
Well, I'm just trying to see. I'm not going to deal with it right now.
But it's on. And so there
Diego, it's on, but not showing up to where I can type in and do certain things over here, but that's okay. because the devil is a liar. See, because obviously, see, he doesn't want you to learn. He doesn't want you to get the understanding. The Bible says that he's the prince of darkness. That word darkness in the Greek means ignorance. So his number one purpose is to keep you in the dark and ignorant. So that way you cannot get any understanding, because the Bible says.
Look at it.
Thank you. Because the Bible says, see how it didn't come to me? Because the Bible says that.
I sent it as coach.
Okay, you sent it as coach?
Yeah, coach TV.
Okay.
I know it's going to bother him, so that's why I'm trying to help him this morning. Click on that.
Okay, you sent it to RTU, Brian? Okay.
Oh, no, I guess I did. So when I'll send it again.
No, send it to, send it.
Oh, send it not.
Send it to RMI, to me.
Okay.
There you go.
Hold, please.
There we go. There you go.
Please.
There it is. I can make comments. So Father, we just thank you. We give you praise, because the devil is a liar. See, he's the prince of the power of darkness. That means he's trying to keep you in the dark. He's trying to keep you ignorant. Jesus gives a parable that says that if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the hole.
Yeah.
Okay. So God doesn't want us ignorant. He said, I do not wish that you be ignorant. I will not have you ignorant. Okay. This is why Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 is such a powerful scripture. He says, wisdom is the first thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. If you do not have understanding, you do not get manifestation.
Oh, that's really good.
Come on now. See here, we have to get to the nitty gritty. This is not, I'm trying to keep you from hell. No, I'm trying to get you everything that you need to get, because listen, the number one problem is not going to hell. The number one problem is not knowing who you were in this earth and what your purpose was and what problem you were sent here to destroy. God gave you a purpose to take care of a problem in the earth. Your purpose destroys and it answers a problem in the earth. Why? Because the Bible says the gifts of God are without repentance. Oh, come on now. Every gift you have was given to you so you can take care of a problem in the earth. Oh, come on. See? Glory. See?
That's where that confession or affirmation where I have the divine power and ability and equipment within to go forward, to be, to do, and to have the good that I desire. I have the divine power to go forth, to solve that problem,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Because within the gifts and the talents and things that he's given you,
excuse me,
is implanted in his super.
Yes, the anointing, right?
Which is his enabling, his ability on your natural ability. That's why it's called super. Natural.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we need his super to be totally effective in this three-dimensional earth realm. Okay. Oh, see. Ah, see, someone's going, hey, okay, that must be Sister Michelle over there. Go getting ready to open up that school and doing all those things over there. See, that purpose, you're going to be teaching children. You're going to be planting seeds into children that's going to empower the next generation. Oh, come on now. See, your purpose should outlive you.
That's good.
Come on now. The purpose of God that God puts you on this earth should outlive and outlast you in this physical realm. Jesus died on the cross thousands of years ago, and we are still empowered by what he did. And not only that, the 3 days that he went down into hell, preached, and got the souls out of Abraham's bosom, and then he rose again so we could receive the empowerment of salvation and redemption. Okay. Oh, I guess we're going to have to teach on salvation one of these days, huh? But listen, let's go here. Listen, we started something last week as we started teaching about this, the purpose of seed time and harvest. You know, as we're getting ready for the first feast of this season, which, you know, is the Feast of Passover. We're in the appointed time of Purim right now, which is when God dealt with Esther. Amen. Not Easter, but dealt with Esther. Mm. And she was used, a woman of God was used to deliver a whole nation. Okay, see? That's for all of those out there who, okay, I'm going to leave that alone.
So even as you were talking about purpose, mm-hmm. Jeremiah 29:11.
Okay.
For I know the plans I have for you. Should we go there?
Yes, let's go there.
So let me read it.
He's starting to wake up a little bit. Just saying.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. You got jokes, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Not only am I anointed as a teacher, but I have an anointed sense of humor. Amen.
He thinks he has an anointed.
Now, listen, Now, when you read that, you have to read it from verse 10 first, so that way you can keep it in the proper context. Amen?
Okay, so I'm reading it from the Amplified.
Do you want me to read it in the King James first?
Yeah, go ahead.
For thus saith the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished in Babylon, I will visit you.
Mm.
Okay, 7 represents completion. 7 cycles of completion. Okay. I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. See, God's performance. See, he says, even, and this is why this is so awesome, because when we hear every Sunday, will man rob God? Okay. Return unto me and I'll return unto you. This is what he's talking about right here, to returning to the place. I will visit you and perform my good work, causing you to return to the relationship that was severed when you disobeyed. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, wholeness, shalom, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you, and you will seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart.
And read verse 14.
And I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, from all the places that I've driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place that I caused you to be carried away.
So powerful. So let me read that in the Amplified.
Okay.
We are in chapter 29, verse 10 through 14. Mm-hmm. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years of exile have been completed for Babylon, I will visit, inspect you, and keep my good promise to you to bring you back to this place.
Mm-hmm.
For I know the plans and thoughts that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and well-being and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. That sounds like purpose to me, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yes, right. And it's right. Mm-hmm. Go
12
ahead.
Says, then you will call on me and you will come and pray to me. So when you have that future and that hope, you're going to seek God because you want to understand what it is that you're called to do.
That's right.
So then you will call on me and you will come and pray to me and I will hear your voice and I will listen to you. So there's something about when we understand what we're called to do, mm-hmm. that we then begin to seek God with all of our heart, all of our mind, because we need clear direction and understanding on what to do, what he's called us to do.
That's right. Because he is deaf to things that don't deal with us personally and purposely.
Oh, wow.
He's deaf. He says, when? He says, after you return, after you get back in your in direct alignment with me, now my ear is turned on to you and I will listen to you.
So listen to verse 13. Mm-hmm. Then with a deep longing,
mm-hmm.
That sounds like desire, doesn't it?
That's right.
With a deep longing, you will seek me.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And require me as a vital necessity.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
And you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart.
With all of your heart.
But so when you begin to establish purpose in you, mm-hmm. There's something that causes that deep desire. It says, then with a deep desire, will you seek me,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And require me? So the very thing that he has given you, you are going to go back to God and say, God, I need clarity. I need direction in mm-hmm. order to establish, mm-hmm. in order to fulfill that purpose that you have, that thing that is drawing me, that is pulling me. Mm-hmm. You know, right now you referred to Michelle in her school.
Mm-hmm.
She is in the midst of building forth this vision,
mm-hmm.
right? It didn't just happen. Mm-hmm. She has taught Montessori school before,
mm-hmm.
right? But she had a desire to create it and to do it the way God had destined and called her to do. So in verse 14 says, I will be found by you, says the Lord.
Now you said something. You said something. She had been working in a Montessori school.
Right. She's done that before. Yeah.
Okay. But now remember the scripture, Psalms 37. I will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
See, God puts you in the place. Now check this out, because when he talks about returning, he says, I will put you in the place. Now let me go ahead. I can only talk for me, mm-hmm. when it comes to me personally. God set me up by causing me to become a teacher at King's Kids. Okay, that was in Phoenix. That was from the time I was there in between 1992, 93, until the time we came back here in 2009. God had us, he purposed us to experience purpose. So when he sent us out to do purpose, we would already have an understanding or a comprehension what it should look like.
Mm.
Okay. So for 8.5 years, we taught in the school. We learned up under Pastor Stacy and Pastor Brenda. God did signs, miracles, and wonders in that school because it was not government funded. It was, you know, we had sponsors and people who did pledges every year. And we took the children that no one wanted to have. Some children wanted to come to the school, but, you know, there were some kids that came to the school that because they were expelled out of the public school system.
We were their last hope.
We were their last what?
Hope.
Oh, come on now. He's the King and hope of glory. Okay, so now when you understand that happened there, then when we came back, when my oldest brother died, and then my second oldest brother gave a prophecy that said that the Bryan family would be and have a legacy of education.
Yeah.
That was in, I believe my brother passed away in 2003, 2005. And when that happened in 2009, God calls us back, gives us a word. Then next thing you know, he says, go back to school. Then he says, okay, you got your bachelor's degree. Now go get your master's of education. Now, once I got the master's of education, I've been teaching in the public school system ever since 2015. But God purposed me to be a teacher when he called me back in 2009. But when you receive your purpose should be kingdom and also public, because you're not just, he just doesn't give you half a purpose. Somewhere you should affect your community and you should affect the kingdom. And God has allowed me to be a teacher ever since, you know, 2015, a certified, you know, district recognized. But he says, when you said that, he caused you to return.
So 14, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes, and I will free you and gather you from all the nations, from all the places where I've driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place where I sent you into exile. You were talking about then with the, in verse 13, it says, then with the longing,
deep longing,
you will seek me and require me as a vital necessity, and you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. And I love 14 though, because it says, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and your, and I will free you and gather you from the nations and from all the places where I've driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from where I sent you into exile. And so even when it says, I will restore your fortunes. So when you connect with purpose, the prosperity.
What?
The prosperity.
The provision.
The prosperity.
To fulfill right. the purpose.
I will restore your fortunes. Because here they were.
And exact. They were slaves. They went exiled.
Right.
They
were, through because of disobedience.
There
right.
There we go.
But when they got in, if ye be willing and obedient.
You shall what?
Eat the good
of the land. So God returned. He says, return unto me. I will return unto you.
Then you talked about when you said the desires. What scripture was that?
Psalms 37, 4, I believe.
No, I think it's yeah. Yes. And okay. So
delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He put the desire there. And when you agreed with his desire to do the desire,
come on.
Now he's able to. Now listen. He says, Jesus said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. He said, now, when you agreed with his desire, you shall know the truth, and the truth makes you free. See, knowing the understanding and the truth, God didn't do anything. You just agreed with what he agreed with.
I want to go back to where you said, so it amplifies, we're in Psalms now, Psalms 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and petitions of your heart. Desire is the proof that it exists.
That's right.
Also, every desire has a pre-existing glory.
That's right. So the glory is the...
Come on now. I want you to expand on
that. When you expand the word glory in the Hebrew, it means the weightiness of God. It is the outward. It's the superlative abundance of God. It's the riches. It's the honor. It's the reputation. It's everything.
Yes.
God puts his name and approval on it. And when you open up the box, I think the world has this thing about Pandora's box, right?
Yes.
See, when you open God's Pandora box, you unlock, and the devil's not able to stop what God unlocks in your life, because he says, listen, he says that the gifts are without repentance.
So every desire has a pre-existing glory.
That's right. It has a
pre-existing. Yeah.
So when he said in Genesis chapter 1, let us create Tanya Bryan. Let us create Michael Bryan.
Right.
Let us create Michelle. Let us create Doug and Donna. Let us create Missy Pete.
Yeah.
Let us create Chet and Martha. Let us create Nancy. Let us create everyone that follows us, Eric Jen and Paula, all of those, Corey, everyone, Richard, all those that follow us. When you decided to agree with that unction in your heart called desire,
the proof
now it's not work.
Ooh.
Because you're not using your own power.
Right.
When you're on the path of purpose and you are functioning in God's supernatural power source, John chapter 1, verse 12. If you receive the word, the Bible says, to everyone that receives him, the word, he gives you his ability. He gives you his power to become. You agreeing and getting into alignment qualifies you to be called a son. Sons are, listen, sons have access to the inheritance, the glory that comes from the Father. Only sons have the key glory. The only son. You're not a servant slave. You are a son of God. Paul, oh my God. He says in Psalms 82, I have said you are gods and you are all children of the Most High. What do children do? Sons do the will of the Father. Oh, come on now.
So I had to look up Romans chapter 8, verse 28, mm-hmm. since we're talking about purpose. Mm-hmm. So we talked about Psalms 30. So I want to put those scriptures in.
I already put it in there.
Oh, that
was over there. My bad.
I just put it in there.
Okay, cool.
So then let's look at
Romans chapter what?
8, verse 28.
Okay, Romans chapter 8, 28.
Because I know you're about to go...
Oh, yeah, we about to go off right here. Last week, we was going so good that Instagram had to shut down.
We went too long. So Romans chapter 8, you know, and let me look, make sure, because you always want me to start before.
Yeah, go. You got to start at like verse 26.
In the same way, the Spirit comes to us, and I'm reading from the Amplify,
mm-hmm.
comes to us and helps us in our weakness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when we're not in our purpose,
we are not operating in God's super fullness.
So in the same way, the Spirit comes to help us, comes to us and helps us in our weakness. We do not know what prayer to offer or how to offer it as we should, but the Spirit himself knows our need and at the right time intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 27 says, he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit. Because
Wait. Go back to that. Come on. Don't you overlook that. And the mind of the Spirit. Your spirit has a mind.
And he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because the Spirit intercedes before God on behalf of God's people in accordance with God's will. Oh my God. So the Spirit of God helps us to understand what the will of God, what the purpose of God is for our life. I haven't gotten to the scripture that I really want to get to.
Because we got to understand there are some people
Wow.
who are missing this part out of their relationship
Wow.
because they have not walked in their spiritual utterance power, which is speaking in tongues. See, when you're speaking in tongues, you're accessing this power right here. Because it says groanings and moanings.
Intercedes
right?
on behalf. So intercedes on behalf with signs and groanings too deep for words.
Okay. In the King Wow. James, it says, for the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
Wow. So 27, and he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is,
mm-hmm.
because the Spirit intercedes before God on behalf of God's people in accordance with God's will. So the Spirit is, because the Bible says that he will lead us and guide us into all truth.
And the Spirit of truth, he said right. the Spirit of truth. Will lead us and guide us into all
truth. So what the Spirit is doing is leading us to our divine purpose and destinies.
And that is the mind of the Spirit.
So, okay. So then verse 28. Mm-hmm. And we know with great confidence that God, who is deeply concerned about us, causes all things to work together as a plan for good for those who love God and to those who are called according to his plan and purpose.
A few weeks ago, I made a statement.
Wow.
That the Spirit of truth is the mind of God. See, so when you Yes. understand that the mind of God is the Spirit of truth, this is why Paul said, put on the mind of Christ. See, when we are walking in the spirit realm, and we just can't stop there, because you know why?
Yeah.
Because in verse 29, it says, for whom God did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed, shaped, and patterned after the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn of what? Many brethren. for whom he did predestine, he also called. Whom he called, he also justified. Whom he justified, he also glorified. Submerge them in glory.
Remember, and does every desire has pre-existing glory.
Predestinated. For whom? For I knew you, Jeremiah, before you was in the womb.
So you want me to read verse
29 and 30 out of the Amplified.
For those whom he foreknew.
Mm-hmm, come on.
And loved and chose beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son and ultimately share in his complete sanctification.
There we go.
So that he would be the firstborn, the most beloved and honored among many believers. Verse 30. And those whom he predestined, he also called.
Come on.
And those whom he called, he also justified, declared free of the guilt of sin. And those whom he justified, he also glorified, raising them to a heavenly dignity.
So when you're walking in the purpose of God, he says you are free from sin. Yeah. Because real sin is not walking in your purpose.
Wow, that's true sin. You're missing the mark.
That's right. You'll never hit your expected end according to Jeremiah 29:11 because you're walking in sin because you're not on the path of purpose. You're not walking in his calling and purpose for your life. That's real sin.
So, because isn't sin, sin is missing the mark.
Missing the mark. So get it out of your mind that there's big sins and little sins. Sin to God means you're never going to hit my purpose and my goal for your life because you got all this mess that you are preoccupied with. Wow. And you're preoccupying the mind that God gave you as well as his mind, and you'll never see nor hit the mark because you don't have your, and you're not connected to the path of purpose for your life.
So because our consciousness and I have to share this, and I want you to expound. It says the consciousness is what man knows.
Mm-hmm.
The subconscious is what man is.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. One of the things that when I was listening to this with Dr. Jordan, he was saying, could it be that we have got it all wrong? We think that we need to fix the subconscious. No, the subconscious is what knows. It's from the foundations of the world. It knew that you were a teacher.
That's
but
right.
Your consciousness,
I didn't
what
know.
You know.
My right. Humanity didn't know who I was.
Right. And so then really it's about us getting this mind. Be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So it's about us getting our consciousness to understand what our subconscious knows, because our subconscious is our subconscious is what keeps us alive.
That's right.
And we know to breathe. We know our subconscious is what man is. So and when he said that, I was like, oh my God, I need to fix my subconscious. No,
you don't.
You need to fix that consciousness.
That's right. See, here's the thing. When you're not walking in your purpose, when you're not walking in the mind of God, you are like that chicken with his head cut off.
Wow.
When the head is separated, the body doesn't immediately die.
Wow. Because that chicken can still walk around.
That's right. And that's why it's still flapping. And it's still. See, that beheaded chicken is more dangerous with its claws.
Wow.
Because everything just goes into overdrive. And just why? Because it's no longer connected to the power source.
Wow.
See, so. Here's this thing, and now listen, I really want you guys to understand this.
Oh, wow.
As a prophet of God, okay, as a prophet of God, walking in the gift of the office of the prophet, God gives me access to deep things in his mind,
mm.
Okay? This is why sometimes when the mantle is upon us, we can speak things about us and others that we shouldn't know because you haven't told us those things yet. Why? Because we've accessed the power of the Spirit of truth. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You're not, listen. You're not trying to become something. You're just trying to be who you already are.
You just got to be. And there's even no trying. Right. Just be.
Just be. Because all you have to do, now listen. This is why it's key for you to get in agreement. Not only because the Spirit, when you got saved, your spirit is already in agreement with the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Okay, that's called salvation. Okay. But your subconscious, you have to be reconnected to the subconscious part of yourself. Then the 3D, the three-dimensional part of yourself, the body, will just do what the spirit and the mind tell it to do. The body is a follower. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we need to reconnect. I know the what? Thoughts that I think how? Toward you. Thoughts of wholeness, peace. So when you put on the mind of Christ, you're not trying to reach or seek for something. You're just connected to whom you already are. And now your spirit bears witness that you are a son of God. Oh, come on now. Mm. Woo! Go away. See, you're not trying to become a son. You're just being a son of God. And if I'm a son, I can access all the glory of the Father because I've got permission already. Now, Paul said, the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen. God, listen, we don't have to go for permission for God to do what he already told us we are. I'm going to say that one more again. I don't have to pray that I'm a teacher.
Wow.
I already am a teacher, and he's already in agreement, and it already is so. Someone type, it is so.
It is so.
Woo, glory. So everything about me already teaches. I just had to get my humanity to agree what my spirituality and my subconsciousness already said is so. So everything on the path of purpose, going back to school, getting the bachelor's degree, getting the master's degree, all these things, it had to happen. And me tearing my two Achilles tendons was not going to keep me from the path of purpose. Why? Because God super gets on my natural. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on now. See, my brother, when we went to go eat lunch with Daryl and Cheryl, and he said, look, when I was on the path of purpose, it might have taken me 15 years.
Yeah.
I went through several heart attacks. I went through several things, but it couldn't keep me. It wouldn't stop me. He had a heart attack, and he was in the hospital finishing up his homework. Why? Because the power of the super gets on you, and death has to kneel to the power of God.
Wow.
Hell and the grave has to kneel to the power of God. Peter, my glory, get behind me, Satan. I must go. I have to go to the cross and die. That's my path of purpose. Why? Because until I die, I can't get the keys. Until I die, I can't go into hell and preach the gospel. Until I die, I can't be resurrected. Oh, come on now. Woo! Come on, somebody.
Woo! So your purpose supersedes death.
It supersedes death, hell, and the grave.
Your purpose supersedes death, hell, and the grave.
See,
when a person locks into their purpose, there is nothing. They are so focused and so single-minded that, God, I am here. And I remember the late Dr. Miles Moreau talked about that.
That's right.
He talked about that his purpose, because he was the purpose man.
That's right. Purpose.
His purpose. So in the morning, because he understood his purpose, he woke up with agendas of what am I going to do today to fulfill my purpose? And so could it be, that's why there's lots of people waking up And they're thinking, oh God, it's time to make the donuts. You know that commercial? Mm-hmm. It's time that, and the guy hates waking up every morning to make the donut because that's not his purpose. So it's a humdrum existence. But when you connect to why you're called mm-hmm. to be on this earth.
The Bible says he'll restore your youth.
Ah, come on now.
See, listen. The come body ages daily.
Wow.
But now listen. Paul said, though the outward man perish, the inner man is renewed day by day. I've got my kids who don't even understand I'm 55 years old because they think I look 30. Why? Because purpose must restore my youth. Okay? So now all I have to do is train my body to get back in shape to my 30s, and I'm working on that right now, to get back in shape to my 30s, I can have the physical strength to be able to work through the anointing of God, because the anointing, okay, it won't kill you, but the anointing is so powerful, it keeps going and it keeps going because the purpose of God, the anointing of God is driven by the purpose of God.
Hallelujah.
Woo, come on.
It's not because I even kind of hear, well, I'm this age. It doesn't matter.
Moses was 80 when he started. Joshua was 80 when he started.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
And oftentimes, and because of their age, they also had the maturity.
Yes.
They all, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Again, our goal, though, is to help folks restore, renew, and refresh people with the word of God.
Yes.
Restore, help you to get back to what it is that God's called you to do. Because what the enemy wants to do is to keep you in this rat race. Mm-hmm. Again, like I said,
trying
to make the donuts.
Right.
You're despondent and you are not happy because you're doing things you know that's not it. And so that's where the depression, mm-hmm. that's where the anxiety, that's where the anger and the bitterness comes because I hate to say that, but there's so many people in the body of God, in the body of Christ that are angry, that are mean, that are bitter because why? They're not sure what they're called to do. They're in church.
They're trying to serve God,
yeah,
but you're not doing what God called you to do.
Right, and that's a whole different thing. And it can be a challenge to try to serve God, not understanding what your destiny, what your purpose is.
Your purpose is not a service.
And so then you become religious.
And a slave.
You become religious. Servant, yeah.
Not to God.
Right.
But to the enemy.
To the institution.
That's right. Because the institution is not God.
Right.
The institution of church is not God. The Bible says that you are the church. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. It is you. The purpose, the kingdom of God is within you, not the building.
And so.
And the Bible says, he says, I'm not found in things built by man.
And did you hear that thing about Ty Tribbett and how he said the church is whack?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
And people are in an uproar.
And I agree with you.
I understood what he was saying.
Because
it's not God that's whack. It's not even the body of Christ. It's mm-hmm. not per se the church. It's the institution. It's the religion
mm-hmm.
of what people have made the church into, that's whack. Because
mm-hmm.
people are like, I mean, there are people like, what? How would you say? You know, it's a big roar online, right?
Okay. And now I'm going to prove it by the words of Jesus. Then we're going to go to our seed time and harvest time. Okay, go to Matthew chapter 15.
Good morning. Helping us entrench and wash over our Father's word on a mission for us every day. Amen. Yeah,
thank you, Brother Doug. Hey, we getting ready to do a live service, Brother Doug. We, you gonna come help us out? Can I get the Quinteros to come and hang out with us when we do our first in-person service in the season of 2024? Come on now.
Amen.
Come on now. Amen. Matthew chapter 15. Here we go. Matthew chapter 15. Okay.
Okay, Matthew chapter 15, what verse?
Hold on. Oh, no. Let's go to Mark chapter 7, because Mark says it better. Mark chapter 7, verse 13. It's the same scripture, but it's said a little bit different in Mark.
Are you typing it in?
Yes, I am.
Mark chapter what?
No, not March, but Mark.
Mark.
Chapter 7, verse 13.
Verse 7? I mean, chapter 7?
7, verse 13.
Okay.
Okay, so now check out what Mark says. Now, this is Jesus speaking. Now, wow. Wow. He said so much, but I'm going to cut it short right here. I'm going to start at verse 9 and go through verse 13. And he said unto them, he was talking about the Pharisees. Full well, you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your own tradition. Woo! For Moses said, honor thy mother and thy father. Whosoever curses the father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift by whatsoever you mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And you suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. In other words, you are trying to put your own traditions in the way of the commandment of honoring the mother and the father. Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which you have delivered, and many such like things do ye.
I'm going to read it in verse 14. 13.
Go ahead.
So you nullify the authority of the word of God, acting as if it didn't apply because of your tradition, which you handed down through the elders, and you do many things such as that.
Listen, there are
nullify.
There are a lot of traditions that are done in the church body that have nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Everything that's good is not God.
Oh, that's really good.
Okay. Everything that looks good is not God. This is why we have to make sure that we do it with the proper wisdom and understanding, with all you're getting, get understanding. So we're going to have to stop right there today. Yes, Prophet Tanya, she opened up a real subject, still connecting from what we learned about last week.
Yeah.
Because when you start understanding about God's kingdom, his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. See, the number one purpose in God's kingdom is the teaching and the understanding of what the kingdom of God is. The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. And God's way of doing things, he does everything according to Genesis 8:22. Okay. Now, while the earth remaineth, let me show you the scripture. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. I've been teaching science to the eighth graders ever since January. Lord, why they got me teaching science? I'm a music teacher, but that's okay because I'm a teacher. So the anointing to teach is on me no matter what the subject is.
Amen.
Okay. But the seed time is the period to plant seeds or to invest consistently.
Wow.
If we're not investing in the seed of the word daily, okay, getting God's daily, Jesus said, pray like this. Give me this day my daily bread. See, that's the seed. Luke chapter 8 says the seed is the word of God. Okay. Good morning, Pastor John. Bless you too. Now the word harvest means the manifestation of the fruit of your seed sowing. Now, here's the key.
That's good.
Here's the key. The manifestation of the fruit. The key is when you sow into God's kingdom financially, based on spiritual understanding, you get the return in whatever way you need it to return. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just come back as money. Okay.
Right. Oh,
okay. Because you think it's about money, and that's the deception of the devil, to say that when we ask for seed, everything has to do about money. No, 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 no. Jesus took it to another level. He said, give and it shall be given unto you.
Yeah.
Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So whatever the need is, God says, when you sow into me, Paul said, if I sow into you spiritually, should you not sow back into me financially?
Wow.
Okay.
That's good.
Why? Because the knowledge and the understanding that's being released, there is no value that you can put to it because it's too valuable.
Yeah.
Everything that we're teaching is based on life experience.
Yeah.
When I became a teacher, that was 8+ years of going to school to get degrees, to go through the life experience, to going through surgery, to going through everything, to going through classes, to typing and doing papers that I do not like doing papers. But so I could tell you that when you are on the purpose of God in your life, no matter where you're weak at, the super of God gives you the strength to endure.
I want to jump in here where you said about you did not like doing those papers, but what you were doing is you were working on your discipline.
That's right.
Which is this consistent human effort to create space in your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, in order to achieve a certain goal. Giving is about being disciplined.
That's right.
It's the human effort, mm-hmm, giving of your finances.
That's right.
To create this space, mm-hmm, in your spirit, soul, body, and financially,
mm-hmm,
in order to achieve goals, in order to do the work, in order. So there is giving is about discipline.
Mm-hmm.
And we sometimes we're not disciplined and we don't like discipline.
And this is why Proverbs chapter 3 says that honor the Lord with your substance.
Yeah.
The first fruit of all your increase. See, it's the discipline. So how many ways can we give into the kingdom? There are a lot of ways. But the first way is into the ministry. So when you use the website, www.restored. Thank you. I'm trying to get done before Instagram goes off.
Okay.
Thank you. www.restoredministriesint.org. We have the PayPal link right there. You can also use PayPal and use the Restored MININTL.
On the website.
Yes, babe.
Okay, I didn't know where you were at because you started.
I just said it, babe. Okay. I said the website first, babe. The website.
Which is at the bottom. Because we don't have it right. He refuses to go in order, but go ahead.
Pray for a little bit. You can use the website, restoredministriesint.org. You can use the PayPal at Restored, MININTL. You can go from your account and straight into the ministry account using the Zelle at Restored, MININTL at Gmail. And the church also has a Cash App at $Restored MI. That's the first way. And the second way is if you want to receive from giving into the prophet, the Taruma, oh my gosh. Because now Instagram is going off. Thank you.
Well, again, that's fine.
No, it's not. I was trying to get everything done, babe.
Okay.
Because we learned last week that it goes off after an hour. Okay. So now the next way is if you want to use the Taruma, okay, which is according to the word in Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 30. The first of all your first fruits of all things and every oblation. The word oblation in the Hebrew is teruma. Of all and of every sort of your teruma shall be the priest. The priest is the prophet. The priest is the one responsible for the ministry that goes behind the veil to intercede for the ministry and all its sponsors and supporters, those who come to seek the word and purpose of God. And it shall be the priest, and you shall also give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the prophet, may declare or preach or declare the blessing to rest in your house. Okay, so the whole understanding is you give unto the house first, the ministry house first, so that way you can do what it says in Malachi 3, okay? Giving your tithe and your offerings, okay? That there might be meat in mine house. But when you give the teruma, now you're walking in what the word talks about, the prophet's reward. See, the prophet's reward says, when you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward. So now the prophet's reward is that prophet now has been empowered to take that offering behind the veil and wave it before the Lord and declare specifically over you and your house and everything in your house that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow might rest in your house. So get your seed ready. Sow it into the house. Sow it into the teruma. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you that according to your word, you said that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. I declare and decree every seed sown into this ministry, every seed sown into my hand, I declare that the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and add no sorrow is resting in and upon their house, is resting on everyone that intercedes and is interconnected in that house. Father, everyone that's on this broadcast and that will watch the replay. Father, I speak from the north, south, east, and west, above and beneath, that the blessing of the Lord is covering them. The favor and the greater is in their life. And this season, their obedience will activate new beginnings of purpose and expected end in Jesus' name. Listen, we want to thank you for joining in today. Don't miss the Daily Bread broadcast next week. Don't miss next week on the Hour of Power. Be blessed.
We love you.